Last week, just a chazal extension, what makes an isha tamei daraisa is if she sees dam, which has to be neitelad mimus, whatever that door of neitelad mimus is, it has to come from the makor, not from a makor, and it has to come with a hargosha. If it doesn't come with a hargosha, it's not daraisa. There's three types of hargosha that are brought in the place, and all of them are accepted, lamais to be daraisa, sichs makor, nizbezei gufa, and zivas dover lach. Then midaraisa she's tamei even if it's a kosher. And then we talked about if she's margish and she doesn't see. So if she's margish, she's mechuyev to make a bedikah right away. If she makes a bedikah and doesn't see, then it's totally in pratei dinim. You should ask a shayla, but lamaisa usually bedieved she's not going to be tamei. Fine. Just to point out also the inyan that her god, the tnai of her gosha to make. So in Tomei, we mentioned it, a bedik is assumed to be daraisa. It's assumed that when a lady makes a bedika and puts the eight bedika inside her guf, that she probably had a hargosha and didn't notice it, because she got confused between the eight and the hargosha. So a bedika's eight is always going to be daraisa. Yesha even suffered daraisa, but it's only when bedika's eight is daraisa and does not have any of the kulas of ksamim. I want to make sure no one makes that mistake. I'll repeat it a couple of times in the course because it's a gefährlich mistake that apparently many people make. Many people, supposedly, Rav Gan has told someone every single Rav gets at least once in his life a shayla. Someone comes with an eight bedika and says, I don't know if this is really a shayla because it looks to me like it's vuli if it's a gushy or gris. And there's no such thing by bedika. Fine. Then there's the din of psichas akavet.
Why? Because it's
hagosha. It's their ice. It's even mashu. Lashon of Gemara is ki zarah haragel, and Lamaisa the Shach says it's only known by all the places, and even less than zarah haragel is daraisa, and that's pretty small. Sich is a kever in the event that a lady had a type of doctor's visit where the doctor had to insert a tool inside the rechem through the plaster into the rechem, not a needle through the stomach into the rechem. So then that would make her tamei if it was big enough and whatever, which is not motzi, but if there's a shayla about it, a rav has to be consulted who knows the different medical procedures. Yes.
Not on
a
bedikah.
On a. She said, "Tipstam kachado on what?
Not underwear.
On an underwear now. Well, we're going to talk about some of that. Today's year is going to be ksamim, but I'm just chazring. Yesterday's akdamah of the day. And last week is a hakdamah today. Right? And then the fourth way, basically, the other way a lady can come tamei midaraisa is a yeledus. I don't think I really got into getting to prati dinei yeledus last week, but a yeledus is tamei midaraisa. It's be'emes that tumas need. The be'emes tumas yeledus is a different tumah, but it's all the same dinam lamaisa as tumas need. What is negei lamaisa by tumas? When does the lady come tamei out later? It's a good shayla. Some persons say from 6 centimeters. The pasha is not 20 centimeters. Pasha is for sugis of gemara. The halacha lemaisa is it's yeshevas al mashber. Shayla is what does yeshevas al mashber mean? Yeshevas al mashber means when the midwife would tell when the mialadis would tell her sit down. It's time to have the baby. Pasha is mamish holding my neck. Luchayr is even 9-10 centimeters. The place can do say, however, once they tell her to get into lay in bed. We don't know when she'd reach a point where she couldn't walk, and with other hagdaras that she can't walk. So we don't know anyone when she can't walk, because she's anyway not walking, she's anyway laying down. So the place can say from that point where the nurse says stay in bed, to be chayshish that she's tamei. But lamais, we're talking about a stage that's late. It's not when the contractions come every 8 minutes or every 5 minutes, pashtus. Although I think there are some swarm that are machmer for these things, but pashtus is that she's not tamei out to led us at that stage. It's not like tzichas hamakor. From something coming out. When something comes out, or goes in and comes out, like a tool, an utensil, or a mapella, so then we say, so when there's a miscarriage, so then we say even, the Beis Yosef says, anything more than a kana daksha bedakin, anything more than a very, very thin tube is already tummy. However, when it's opening naturally, nothing came out, please can explain whether, which one, it's not clear which one's the ikka nekudu, whether it's because it's natural, or because nothing came out, we mentioned both of those tonight. In that case, then it's not till she al tiyaledes. It's not till she's yeshevas al mashper, where she can't walk because of the contractions, which usually is a very late stage of the labor. It's very close to the
religious time. If she can still walk,
if she's not. If she can walk, she's not tamei yeledes. So
she's walking very hard, like very hard for a walk.
Yeah, what does it mean? I mean, I know of cases, I know others, I had a friend whose wife ran into the delivery room and 30 seconds later had the baby. But she ran. What was the goal? So Heinemann's in a normal circumstance. It's not.
Yeah, she's suffering.
You're right. Heinemann's yeah. Such a case is called she can't walk. She's misgabber from adrenaline and she walks. Heinemann, that's called not being able to walk. Heinemann. But again, we're not talking about someone who's just starting to have contractions. Someone, they're cutting, she's had three contractions and they came 8 minutes apart. And that's l'chari zichur, not a problem. We're talking about when you've got a lot of serious contractions coming that she can barely push herself to walk. L'chari. But, the exact... Halacha is that when they tell her that she should lay in bed in the delivery room, Nemon, she's talking. So if she's already dilated more than 6 centimeters, it seems the person already chashish. Yeah. Well, if the water breaks, so I did see one say that it was machmir, but I think most places can say if you see where you see the water. Let's say she was laying in bed when the water broke, and you can look at the sheet, and there's no adlimus on the sheet, there's no red staining on the sheet. She is not automatically considered tame, because it's a liquid, so there's no psichas in the car. It's not considered that something, there's no double gush that came out, and there's no hechreich that dam comes out with the water.
What do you say about the plug?
The plug, so that the morphach is the plug often has streaks of blood in it. So if the plug is clean, there's no streaks of blood in it, so that also, she'll still be tahor. If there's streaks of blood in the plug, so then it's hard, the truth is probably you can see. You can see, usually. If you see streaks of blood in the plug, you see red streaks in the plug, or dark brown streaks in the plug, so Hagam that dam probably didn't come from the Makar. It probably comes from the cervix, from the Tzavar HaRachem, but you should already be Machmer on such a case. Or at least that's the Shari.
Why?
Because there's a chashash that maybe some of that dam is coming from the Makar.
So then the pack is not inside.
It's not coming from the inside. Right, she has the blood. It'll be out re'i and not out slave. Not out psichus in the car. The pack is on the outer side of the cervix. It's not inside the rachem.
And the blood came from inside the rachem.
The question is, maybe some of the blood came from inside the rachem. That's the goal. Whenever we know that dam came mamish from the tzavar ha-rachem, it's very hard to be metari. We mentioned makor. We mentioned agar. There's a musig. If a lady is a makor, she's not tummy. Even though it's dam and it's red and she felt Ziva's Dovalat, but she's not, it's not from the Makar. Now, what if the dam is from the Makar? What if she's a Makar inside the Makar? We mentioned the standard cases where he was a Makar in the Prezda, not in the Makar. What if she had a Makar in the Makar? This is not really, but it's important. Theoretically, if the Makar is in the Makar, dam Makar is not Tomei. But the problem is that the place from ever, even if we know she had an irritation in the Makar, Lamoshal lady who had an IUD, an IUD is a certain type of Miniat Harayam. Certain type of birth control. That's a different shayla whether it's mutter, but if a lady has a hefted to have such a thing and she has it, it typically can irritate inside the rachm. It can cause an irritation, it can cause makis and tsoim, it can cause dam. It's a big problem. Theoretically, the dam should not be tomei. However, we know the dam is coming from inside the makar. And the place can do talk about it. Is it that it's a makar, that it punctured the skin and brought out dam? Or did it irritate the rechem that the rechem then released the dam nidr early? So it's one. If you know the dam is coming from inside the makar, it's very hard to matter that dam, even though there's lechayra makar. Mi'ikra then it's motor. If you know it's badai dam makar, even if the makar is inside the rechem, it's motor. And there are moments of sex. There's a whole way to that. It's very complicated. It's not something that I can give Allah for my son in this year. It's something that if a shayla comes up, a process to be shayla has to be asked. But theoretically, a dam makar is never tame. Fine, what else is negeba yeledes? Fine, the Indian lady never has a miscarriage, so then it goes by after 40 days from the beginning of the heroin. from when she first became pregnant, not the way the doctors count it from the Beis Zachrin. It's 40 days from when she became pregnant, which we count l'chumra from the Leil Tevilah. Hagam that many poskim, many achrayim discuss a chashash that maybe really she was pregnant already from the month before. And Narvos, you say that an ish is only misulekis din gemar, din shulchanach, an ish is only misulekis damin after being pregnant for 3 months. So maybe she was already pregnant for a month or two, and she's still got a period after peaking. Kulayis Rav Moshe says, and I think l'chol pochs l'inyin this halacha, it's accepted by most poskim, that bizman hazeh was nishtanu ativim, the teva changed, ladies do not get vestas at all when they're pregnant, and therefore you condemn on that she first became pregnant this month. So if it's less than 40 days from when she went to the mikvah, you condemn on that the vlad is less than 40 days and does not make her tamei alts yoledes. However, lemaisa she's going to see down and she'll be tamei alts neither. But analysis yoledes, if somehow there was no dam, and if it was more than 40 days, then b'cholayfin she's tamei alts yoledes. Also, if a lady went a cesarean, theoretically a Yaitse Dauphin is not Matame Thomas Leida, other than that's Dina Gemara Din Shulchan Aruch. However, the Metzius is, to the best of my knowledge, that anyone who has a cesarean, is always going to also have Dama coming out from the Tzavar Rechim, and therefore, Lamaisa, what? A Yaitse Dauphin. Nituach Kesari. Any lady who has a Nituach Kesari, a cesarean, is always going to have Dama coming out from the Tzavar Rechim. So Lamaisa is going to be Tama. It would be a nafkamina in the case where, if she had an akeva, so midin yoledes, she would be tamei 14 days. And midin yoledes, she's only going to need shivanakiyim. And she couldn't make the hafsik tyra, but she only bled from memory for 1 day, which is also not b'metzias, but if it would happen, so then, if it's a cesarean, if it was into a case, so she could make the hafsik tyra right away, and she could start counting shivanakiyim, and she'd be already going to the mikvah on the 12th day instead of having to wait 14 days. Tachlis says she's always going to be tamei the full amount of time. Another nekudah of yoledes. Let's say she had contractions. She went to the hospital, they told her to lay down in the bed. Hour goes by, 2 hours go by, 3 hours go by, the contractions stop. Nothing happens. No baby, tell her, okay, forget it, go home, come back whenever the contractions start again. The machlokes, but it's only by the poskim that she lemafreya. It's nesbara that she was not yeshivas halamashka. So she and she's not tamei. We say that it was a mistake. They thought that they told her to be yeshivas halamashka, to sit down in the delivery room. That it was a mistake. It's not pshat that it opened and closed again. It's pshat is that it was a mistake mitchila and she's not tamei. That's not called yeshivas halamashka. Okay, that's the end of Tumah Daraisa L'chayim. Now we'll start Ksamim, Tumah D'Rabbanan. Ksamim is basically, it's mentioned, one of the main tnaim of Tumah Daraisa is a hargosha. If there's no hargosha, meaning she finds dam, we're talking about dam gomer, that's from the makar, but she finds it on underwear, on her sheets. So then, that is only Tumah D'Rabbanan, because Hargosha is a tnai. It's a tnai deraisa that she's not become tamei without a hargosha. There's no hargosha. There's no tumah deraisa. Therefore, with deraisa, a kasim is tohar gomer. I'm being madgish this because I know I've heard many people ask, mainly from what Baal Gatisha, from not just people, and it bothers them some of the kulas of ksanim. But how can we make? When we get to the kulas, you hear what I'm big tzivayim. How can you say what tzivayim? I know it's dam coming from the mukha. How can you make, because the people say, you're going to tell me I should dam kuwer to avoid them a few. How can you do such a thing? The answer is poshik's midaraisa, it's tar. The Torah is what says when someone's tar, and the Torah is what says when someone's tamei, and the Torah says dam b'lei argosha is tar. The Rabbanan would gozer, and in this case, the Rabbanan would gozer. But some people have a problem with it, so I'm just being mad, because the etzim without argosha is tar deraisa. That's only if there's a significant amount of dam. If there's a large amount of dam, then we assume she had a hargosha. If there's a small amount of dam, so then we rely on her, that ground is a good point, but we rely on her to say that she didn't feel a hargosha. L'maisa, there are poskim who ask you about it. Bramsdorfer says it. L'maisa b'yoshev bavon is the problem also. But l'chayyeh b'zmanazeh, when ladies get the regular vessels, they don't notice any hargosha. So when, since we have a klal of roiv domin boi maragosha, any lady who's a kesem, and we know it's vandit, let's say she's a kesem, we know it comes from her guf. Whatever exactly that means, but she's a kesem, we know it comes from the guf. Comes from the makar. We have a klal roiv domin boi maragosha. So why is a kesem usually drabonin and not deraisa? Because she says, I'm from the miut, and this is from the miut, because I didn't feel a hargosha, there wasn't a hargosha. And so she has in their modus, can I get the rave dumb shaboyim hargosha? But Bizan is it rave noshim, don't feel a hargosha when they have a vessis. So how can she tell me that there's no hargosha? She can't tell me there's no hargosha, so how can she go, can I get rave? I have to go fall back on the rave dumb and boyim hargosha, and l'chari she tell me there is. So according to Rav Meir Bramsdorfer, you can take your open up your Shulchan Aruch, go to Siman Kuf Tzadi, which is Dinei Vestas, and you can rip it out, because it's not Lady Elamais. Most places don't take on that. But Rav Meir Bramsdorfer, the whole Siman Kuf Tzadi, whole Dinei Ksonim is not Lady.
Why?
Because every Kesem is Manas is Daraisa. Because Rav, he holds the Svar, and references Rav, the all Ksonim is Manas, the Kimat all Ksonim is Manas is Daraisa, and you can rip out the whole Siman Kuf Tzadi of Ksonim. The first thing is it's only going to be negeya by a kesem that's vaday miguf, and it's vaday from the makor. The question is, what's that do? In chayra, when you have a case that's vaday from the makor, even if she finds it on her underwear, on a pad, but it could have come from the makom eraglayim, from the makom harei. It could have come, there's other days, she could have had hemorrhoids, it could have come from other places in the body, other places that are close to the makor. So therefore, it's never vaday that it came from the makar. That's number one. Therefore, if she was to have a tampon, l'moshal, and a chanami, then Rabbi Yosha would be metame, l'charu midaraisa, but anything less than that, even pads on where it's not mucha, that's called vaday migufa. The other hat is that l'charu is too mute. Okay, this is already more
of the same.
Tampon. That's vaday from the makar, that Rabbi Yosha. An A, but an A, a kinuach, no, because if she kinuach, and she knows she didn't touch anywhere except punta naisemok. But even if she did, if she touched an inch away, so then already you have a suffix. Maybe it's not from the makar. There's another sugya, I can't get into the lums, it's more toward the lums than sugya, but it seems that there's two different miutim in the Gemara. Could be there's one miut of Hargoshim, there's a separate miut of Ksonim. And lamais is a kesim, so it's in smayat medarais from a separate Josh, not from Hargoshim. Okay, that's... It's in Siman Pei Dalet, Kervitz
Tzurkos.
Yeah, Rabbi Yashin is in Kervitz Tzurkos Pei Dalet.
Well, what's his
time for this? His time is that how can she say
that
you want to lamais, is he by this derais or not? I don't remember if he could be, he brings this derais, I'm saying now, it's... I don't remember his mother's maskonis, but I think the maskonis could be this derais if it's vadeh min amakor. I don't remember if he brings this miut of the second year. If what?
You can tell it's something, but it's a tzadik
mizah. There's a sofik hagosha?
It's only to the dikir.
Yeah.
There's a sofik miramakar, sofik
mizah. Sofik miramakar, sofik mizah, that's dogma, you're saying?
Yeah.
A bedik, we're always metami, a bedik, that's a sofik. Unless, well, it depends. If there's a vade makar. If there's a vade makar, so we're at home.
You want to be telling people that?
Yes, we're not telling them. We're not telling
the what's the mind of the
No, because the whole way Dhamma Burn Grand Gosh is only Dhamma Makar. If the Dhamma is on the side of Dhamma Makar, there's no way.
But like
every
week,
make
it the week, you have something you can
make
in the week. You have something you have to clear. On the side of Dhamma Makar, there was no Rashi in it.
Right.
What's the love of the week? You want to be clear.
That's the mind side of it.
She doesn't even
know something else. He doesn't go out Kinekach. He's only saying by God and Miguf. I'm pretty sure. I have to see it inside. Yeah, okay, fine. But that is the Mikra. So let's get into the Dinam of Ksamim. Ksamim is. So first of all, is Chazal goes on Ksamim, but there are many. When if a lady is talking Mishum Ksamim, she's all the regular demon of Nidus, of Tomei, she has to wait 5 days before she makes Hafsatara. Makes Hafsatara on the fifth day, she needs a full Shiva Nikiyim. She has all the Harchakas. Once she's Tamei Al Tzom, she's all Dinei from this Nidim. Fine. Then there are basically three Tnoyim for an Isha to become Tamei Al Tzom. Number one is the Kamnus of Dam. She has to see a, and I'll go into each one B'Pratis in a minute, but there's a Kamnus of Dam she has to see. It has to be that she sees it on a Dover HaMakabel Tumah, and she has to see it on a, on something that's white. Then that's the three Tnoyim. And chutz from that, it has to be that she finds it in a place that it could have come from her Makar. And it has to be that there's nothing else to be toiled the Dhamma. Because like Sama, we do make Kliyas. If she meets all these Tnoyim, which is okay, really five Tnoyim, then she's going to be Tomei, and even if she's a Mesulekas Dhamma, she's a Zakena, Muberis, and a Nekas, she's still Tomei Mishum Sama. So now let's go through the Pratim one at a time. Number one is necessarily a certain kamus of dam. The kamus of dam is called the sheer kegris v'oid. It has to be the size of a gris, of a half of a beam that's split, and a little bit more. It has to be a little bigger than half a beam. What's the chesh? Why did Chazal say such a gzeir? Because the Zman Chazal, it was motzi to have macholis, which pashtus are a type of louse, or lice. And they had very big lice. If you took their beds and their sheets and their clothes were full of these lice. I'd say the Gemara says it's not shayach that someone could sit down without crushing a louse, without crushing a machayis. So the main is that Baruch Hashem, we don't have that betzias anymore. Yes. So the main is if you're going to, but the Gemara says, so therefore, if you're going to say that even a tipas dam that's less than this sheer gris is tamei. You're never going to have anyone who's tarred because every day she's going to find in her clothes blood spots. So you manage, it's not shaykh. So since Chazal, the dam from these machayos can't be bigger than the size of a gris. A gris is the Erev 20 millimeters across, the size of an asimon or an American penny, the Erev. So anything less than that, Chazal says, it's not shaykh. We're not gozer. We won't go with that. We're gozer tumah. We're not gozer on something smaller than that. What? Even though it's dam gom, no, because the blood of a machilus is exactly the same color as dam nims. Even bizman that they were able to be mamchin in colors between a 20-year-old boch and a 20-year-old younger man, but they couldn't be mamchin between a machilus and dam nims. It's exactly the same color. So therefore, if there's a drop of blood that's less than the shiva machilus. So therefore, we have to be less than a shiva gris. We have to be chayshiv. They were chayshiv. Maybe it came from machilus, and they weren't gozer tumah on it. And therefore, according to Rav Paiskim, hagam nitzah machlokes. But even bezman hazeh that there are no machlokes, and even whatever lice people have are much smaller than that. The amount of blood they leave is much smaller than their gris. But Chazal were not gozer on anything less than the shiva gris. And therefore, even Mizman HaZev, the dam is a kesem smaller than a gris, is not tameh, even midrabon. As to the kat, how much does it go that Chazal will gozer on a specific shear of gris? That it says in Shulchan Aruch, and Hagam, that someone behind the Gepayis can say, we don't take it on the Maisa, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, that let's say you found a bigger bean. Someone, we go to the health food store, and he's got a 50 kilo sack of beans, and you rummage through, and you find, we have to know which mini bean we're talking about, but you find the bean that's 25 millimeters across. Any dam that's less than 25 millimeters, kesem less than 25 millimeters, then you can be telling that in machayos. Because Chazal were gozer on anything, weren't gozer on anything smaller than the shear of a gris, with the small size of a bean. It doesn't make a difference what the size of the bugs is today. The bugs got smaller, but if the grisim got bigger, they weren't gozer on anything smaller than a bean. So that's Shulchan Aruch. No, that's not true. You should know. So some of the Achrayim say there was kimluhu lechazal that if at any time in the future the beans would get bigger, the bugs would also get bigger. Who says that? One of the Achrayim. Not Achrayim. So say. It's Rishni. Because it could be the Rishni that says it. Yeah. But that bit legosu. That's not the season to the Lechai. I went to the health industry, I found something that was bigger than 20 millimeters. Okay, but the Lemaisa is, there are times, Rebbeinu brings it, I saw a couple of swarms that bring down Lemaisa, that we're not making one of it. We don't want to make a hefker velt. So we leave the shear as the shear of a gris, and they give all different measurements for what it is, but most places in Tikkun is the erech 20 millimeters. What? Dayan, no, kotar. Kotar 20 millimeters. 2 centimeters kotar. Fine. Lamaisa, that's the shear of gris. The shear, again, there's a machlaikis, but when it's the last, he asked last week, he's not here. Oh well. What if the dam's very thick? And if you would spread it out, it would be much more. Right now it's less than a shear, but if it would spread out, it would be much more. So I think there's only one of my most pricing that we go the way you find it now. Comes to you now, it's small, tall. I could spread out, but now it's not spread out. Everything goes lefi the way you find it now. Also, fakir. Let's say you can tell from the metzias of the dam that sweat diluted it and made it spread out, but the etzim it was originally probably much smaller. Now, you found it now bigger than a shear gris, because l'chomer also everything goes as a klal min eksamim. Everything goes by the way it is when the shaila starts. Kol fi makom, makom hazman shel metzias.
If I said small, small dot, do I need to go to the
rough? On underwear or something like that, on a pad, you find a small, small dot, you don't have to take it to the rough. If it's gruely already, so then it's kind of take it, because each one, whether he goes by 18 millimeters or 21 millimeters or whatever, so then. No, but there is one, I'll tell you, there is one problem. There is, even those who don't take on as extreme as Rebbeir Ben Zvefel. What?
Was it
pronounced the Bagdad? Oh, okay, well, that's also a
Bidika.
Meir Glein Lamaisa, I think it's only one of the most places, is only a Chashash Hargasha if she made the Kinuach within 2 seconds of when she finished the Kinuach of the Meir Glein. Which is, so I think what Moshe described basically is if there's a baby crying and she jumps up and wipes it and runs. But runs and then finds them, so that would be a shadow. But any normal case where she waits a couple seconds after the kiluach, but we're talking about even when the drops are coming out at the end, that's already not a chashash hagash. And there's some place in the world that there's never a chashash. Rav Moshe Duch be machmir to say that if she's biting miyada after meraglan, that it is going to be a chashash meraisa. The etz and shittas machabu, which is ravery shayim, is that it's not shayach for them to come up a chashash meraglan, and even if it comes out. But we never want to divide in that means. So the Muhammad's machmir, but we don't take it as a. Rebbeish is the machmir is choshes, but it could be derais. And even then, it's only an extreme case. Also, so is Rebbeish, which is a shadow of derais. Again, all like Bedikr, Tashmish, Meraglan, theoretically is, where choshes, she had a hargosha, but she didn't notice it because there was something else there that would have distracted her. Fine, so again, there is, though, and I should say the truth, by Kamus, there is. A bigger Bislevish in place, less extreme, if you want to say that, who say that when it's a Kesson, they learn not exactly the way I told it. I explain the whole thing is Loy Gozru. Since Bisman Chazal, they had these Machalas, so Loy Gozru, and we don't care what happened in Bisman Chazal, but there are places who say, a number of places, Siddhatar and the Kesu Placey, and the Tereshlam, I think, Tereshlam is Mekka. Siddhatar and Kesu Placey say that. Since there is a clear, we're being told that maybe this dam comes from machlokes. If you know it comes from the guf, then you will not have the kul of gris, and even a mashu will be tummy if it's vada nigufa. Again, you get into the issue of what's vada nigufa. If it's on the underwear, it's not vada from the makar. It could be from the makmer gland, the makmashet, and from the pimple, whatever it is. It could be from a different place. But these form are not saying it's the right. So vada is only drabon. And it's going to have the kula of Dovashena Makabot Tomo, and it's going to have the kula of Beged Sivani. It's just not going to have the kula of being Toilet Amachalitz. But that is another Bismanish, that is a bigger Bismanish, but I still think that Rav Pais can pass from it anything less than a gris is not a problem. As long as you know there's no Hakosh. So that's the Tanai of Kapos. Then the next Tanai we mentioned was Dovashena Makabot Tomo. Why? Because what was the Gzeir Ksamim? Why were Chazal Gzeir Ksamim? One of the main reasons the Mayim got down is because since Makar Makar may Tomei, so the Lechus that comes out of the Makar, Midine Tumah V'Tar is going to be Tomei. So the main reason when you find a Kesim on a sheet, on an article of clothing, that Begit is now going to be Tomei. If it touches Trumah, it's going to pass all the Trumah, it's going to make the Trumah Tomei.
So even if you're not
That's true, but that's different. Okay, that's, you're right, the chayra should be. But, so chazal is, it's kimmel, is there? Okay, check. It was kimmel, chazal said that it's going to look strange. I mean, listen, you're telling me the beged's tamei because it got dam from the isha on it, but the isha's tar. Doesn't make sense. For some reason, the chayra, kimmel, tamei is only by dam tamei. So chazal said it doesn't make sense, it's going to look very strange, and the beged we're going to be matam with the isha also. So therefore, if the beged is not makabel tumah, so then there's no reason to be matam with the isha. Fine. Therefore, what are examples of that? Okay, pashtus, number one, if you find dam on the toilet seat, on the seat of the toilet, since it's mechubel lekarka, it's not makabel tumah, and it does not become tumah, assuming that there's no chashash hagasha. If you find dam on the water in the bowl of the toilet, that's already machlekes haposkim. If the water is considered makabel tumah or not, what else is very common? The mishnah is if the water in a kli that's mechul, it's chakakayu l'seif kava is considered.
If the water is
mishnah, maybe it's mishnah meyagam. Yes and no, but if it's mishnah meyagam, it's also there's a kula because we nemar namnina it doesn't come mishnah meyagam. Even so, yeah.
It's kind of white anyway, you know.
So the water is not white. The water is not colored. I know it's a good point, but the water is not colored. If you have the blue dye. It's also mechubalik. It's also considered mechubalik. First of all, plastics pashas is not mechubalik tumma, according to most places. Second of all, it's mechubalik kakar. Fine. What's very negative nice is pads and toilet paper. Pashas paper is not mechubalik tumma. Hagamit, there's a machalikas achayinim, nechsam seif in the native Yehuda, but they're talking about a different kind of paper. I think almost all places can take on that art paper is not makabel tumah be'etzim. Pads, l'chayr, should be the same thing. They're also made out of a material that's not makabel tumah, it's not woven. However, then you have, there are some places where machmir, l'chayshish, for tumas hesed. So, there are machmirim on it, that I ask you of. I think most places are mekel, out the origin of makabel tumah. Then they get into the shayla of whether you can, of kinuah. There's a quite a problem with kinuach that many paiskim take on. The whole heter is because what's the heter? The heter is because the dam was first found on the paper, so it's found on the davishin of makabel tumah. But by kinuach, that's good if she was sitting on a sheet of paper. But if she took kinuach, so where did the dam get on the paper from? She took it off of her guf. As Cheshev Eifer says, he says that if a lady sees a spot of dam on her leg, and she wants to look at it more carefully, so she wipes it on a piece of paper, now it's on the paper, you can't tell me that's a case of my min sal dover she'ena makabel tumah. She saw it first on her leg. So came a dover azeh. We know that it came from the guf onto the paper. The case of my min sal ad guf is also tumah. So you can't say a cool dover she'ena makabel tumah here. Many places, there are many places. What?
It depends why you didn't.
Oh, that's also a good point. But he's saying in any case, when you're making the kinua, where did the dam come to the paper from? It wasn't there when it was on the roll.
It was on the roof.
What?
It was always on the roof.
I understand that if you want to check if you have blood or not. So then what you're doing is you know the blood, you have a certain blood, you take the blood. If you start wiping the and then you find it, so it's called that it's found.
I agree with you 100%, but I'm telling you, the Chesh Levi, the Shevin Levi, and a number of people, I wrote in the Chun of Tufik, are all Mach. I mean, they're all Mach, like this. The Shevin Levi, Chesh Levi, the Rodin Chun of Tufik, I know, are all Mach to consider the Kesem Al Nimza Al Hagof.
What's the difference between that and finding it in the other place?
No, but here they're saying, I know it came from the guf. What? Here they're saying, I know it came from the guf.
And why are you metamek? Also because it came from the guf.
Why? Because it's like a kesem anim salad. It's a kesem still, but it's a kesem anim salad. It is the cheshire. The way they're looking, their status is, if I know the kesem is on the leg, and I then transfer it to a davar she'ena makabel tumah, that doesn't now make it tumah.
So if I know, if I didn't know.
So they're saying, he's saying, ki'ilu I know, because how else did it get on the paper? I would say, Pasha, as I mentioned before, which is on the Nomen.
No, the if it's Vada, when you sit on paper, it's Vada Nigel, so it could be
suggested. That's
called found on the paper.
That's called found on the paper.
But
I agree with you. I'm trying to explain.
That's what I'm saying, yeah? Yeah. You're doing the maisa thing.
You're doing the maisa, take it off. So, maisa, that's fine. I think because Bukhari, everything some goes by, it goes by the way you find it. When you first see it, side of size, as we mentioned, and here, and it goes with please. Everything goes by the way you found it. That's how I understood. I saw Steven with Yashar Bezriel, Mrs. Aden brings out Rabbi Yashar being Makel on this case, so a different sefer that brought Rabbi Yashar being Machmer on the case. I don't think it's anyone in Kurdish Tshuvas, so it's hard to know. Who else is Makel on it? Rabbi Shemazam was for sure Makel on it, and Rabbi Bezriel brings Rabbi Yashar's Makel on it. So I think there's Abu Mismach, and I think Menasvara, I think Shatar, but ask around and tell you that there are many Chashar Rabbanim who are Machmer in such a case. That is Alts Mekabel Tumo. Stam, good idea is tell your wife not to look at the toilet paper and then you don't get into any shilas. There's no chiyuv to look, there's no reason to look. Fine. As I mentioned, pads are a machlaikas lemaisim. Fine. Then third time is Tzavur. Chazal were only going on a beged lov. Why? Because a colored beged, Rashi explains the reason is because if it's colored, it's hard to tell the difference between different colors. Since we're only dealing with the ground bottom, Chazal said, you can't tell the difference, it's not tari. Fine, so now it's not tari. What's going to be if you can tell? I look and I see, it's clear this is red. It's zichon neitel ad nimus, bizman azel, metam neitel ad nimus, it's very easy to tell. Or what if it's not such a dark color, it's yellow? I understand that the beged's red, so if the beged's black, it's hard to tell. What if the beged's yellow? It's a very light blue, it's a light green, whatever it is. L'chari is very easy to tell. So, again, there's a machlekes nahayitik at Pleiskim. I think that most Pleiskim hold that loy gazu. They weren't going to say anything that's tzavur. You write the svar, doesn't apply. So number one is pasha. You're right, but loy gazu, chazal made a klal, we're only going to say lovan, we're not going to say tzavur. Whatever is nichal together, tzavur is colored, chazal won't gazer on it. If you, for a Havon of why Chazal, why would they magdir that the takon is only on Lavan? I think it would also be possible. Bizman Chazal, that they were mavchen between such dakas digger colors of the dam of a 20-year-old buff and a 20-year-old younger man. So to them, even yellow would stare that Havon. Even yellow would already make it hard to tell the difference between such dakas digger colors. So there may be anything that's not white already, Chazal said, we're not closer on. Fine, I think that is the ma'isa though. This is all. So therefore, since tsamim are not tame on the beged tzavua, therefore Chazal said and is passing the Shulchan Aruch that a lady who is b'mei taharasa, she's not in the shiva nekiyim. It's not a yom chabas, not for sure. It's not a yom avesis. She may and should wear beged tzivayim. She might have down come out and she won't know about it. It's okay. It's tame anyway because it's not gosha. Shiva Nakim of Adul Khatkur, she has to wear white. Fine. That's that. Oh, going back also, Dovah Makabel Tumah, it's interesting. I heard someone mention, someone to tell you, polyester, according to many sheets, is not Makabel Tumah. Artificial materials. So if a lady's wearing underwear made of polyester, maybe someone on it shouldn't be Tumah. Lamaisa, though, usually the threads that hold it together are made out of cotton, which is Makabel Tumah, and in Dine Kabbalah's Tumah, in Nesachas Kalim, if the maimed is Makabel Tumah, then it makes the entire beged Makabel Tumah. Besides, that there's shittas that hold that if something is woven, and it has a shimush of a beged, then even if it's made out of polyester, it would be Makabel Tumah. So polyester beged Bukhari is yes, Makabel Tumah. But she can wear tzivayim. What else? Fine. L'maisik, samim, hagamna, there's many sifim Shulchan Aruch about finding samim on clothing and outer garments, and he talks about when it folds over and everything. The Panamir already says, and I think it's ongulum by all the paiskim, the bizlan is the way ladies dress. A lady's wearing underwear, tight-fitting underwear, that the dam basically couldn't get past the underwear. If her underwear is clean, and she finds a kesem on something else, l'cholpachs, when she's awake, you don't have to be chayshish that it comes from the makar. Because how did it get on her dress and not get on the underwear? So the Meila Tzomim are basically only negated today on underwear, or Chutshani says, and it's mistaber, is when she's sleeping and she moves around and rolls around, it's possible to move the underwear, could slip and slide a little bit, and then if she finds a kesem, it would be a problem. Okay. Then there's, what was the next? Okay, another tnai is that it has to be on an eight bod. A kesem is only tamei if it's on a davar bodok. Meaning that if she checked her underwear before she wore it, and when she takes it off, and it was perfectly clean and white, and makabel tovah, and when she takes it off and has a red spot on it that's bigger than her wrist, now she's going to be tamei al zinik son. But what if she just woke up in the morning and took a piece of the, took underwear out of the drawer, out of off her shelf, and put it on, and she'd no idea if it was clean or not? Then she's not going to be tamei, because you can be toilet, it's a clear that maybe the kesem was already there from before. What, if you went through the washing machine? So that's a shepashis, the way you can't, pashis can't be sinach on the washing machine. Washing, going through, the shayat bizman is that could be all washing machines are better. The pashis, meaning, the machlok is also what buzzing means.
You can see if it's a fresh kesem, it's
okay. Oh, if you can tell the difference, then enoch hanami. That the Gemara says, if you imagine between makdir and maglid, then enoch hanami. Maybe it's, I'm talking about it's bigger than a gris. It's bigger than a gris, it can't be a machlok.
Oh,
it's bigger than a gris. Right. But that it's only when it has to be bodek. That's why the sheets and everything, if she didn't check it before, she's not going to be tamei. It has to be checked. So even the rag or mice passing has to be checked once. If it was never checked, then just being chazkas clean is not enough. Pasha, it has to be the kesem found in a place that it could have come from the makar. If she finds a blood spot up on the collar of her shirt, unless she knows she was doing head, she was standing on her head, it's not going to be tamei. And then there is Dine Tliyah. Okay, and then there's Bin Taylor. Since some Madra, Bala Rechazal said that if she's reason to think the kesem might have come from something else, her son, one of her kids has a cut on his hand and touched her clothes, and now she finds that, if you can say maybe it's from the cut on his finger, then it's Tahar. If she knows she has a makkah in Oisei Makkah or near Oisei Makkah, and she may have touched, let's say she's hemorrhoids, she is makas near the makmarei, and she may have touched there when she was doing a bidika also on the way, so then already, there's a bidika, three bidikas for now, kinuach, she did kinuach and she also touched near there, so then already you have a tliya and it's not a problem. Also with a makal, there's a makal, you can be tola that the dam comes from there. What other examples? And if she was dealing with red paint and she found paint on her clothes, and that's also going to be a tliya. See, miss anything else? If she was dealing with raw meat that would have had red juices, that would be it. She could be tailor that. If she was cutting red peppers and she might have gotten her hands dirty red from the peppers, she didn't wash her hands. She say touched her clothes or underwear, finds red spots on it. Possibly she could be tailor. Again, all these things you have to ask a rav la'alacha l'maisa, but these are all possibilities. Also, let's say she wore this begging, let's take with a nightgown. I'm saying by night pashtus, you have to be machmer, even not on underwear. Let's say she wore the nightgown when she was in nida, and she didn't wash it, and then she wore it again after she went to the mikvah. She can be telling that maybe the kesem was there back from before when she herself was in nida.
Can you see
it? Yeah, if you can tell the difference, then enoch hanami. Now, one thing, all these pliyas we're mentioning, like for us Ashkenazim, are only negayah. Almost always says after the first 3 days of Shiva Nikim. The first 3 days of Shiva Nikim, the Rambam says you can't make kliyas on Ksav. You have to be chay. Any kesem you find the first 3 days, you have to be chayshish, comes from her and does not come from her son or from other things, except in certain circumstances. And therefore, when you ask the Rav and you have on a kesem, you have to tell the Rav if it's from the first 3 days of Shiva Nikim or not.
Why?
The Ramah, maybe when we get to Shiva Nikim, we'll go more into it. But the Ramah, because it's already really 11 o'clock, but the Ramah says that the first 3 days need to be, basically the Havon of the Ramah seems to be that the first 3 days of Shiva Nikim almost have to be like one long half sektaira. She's still being machzik herself not to see. She had a chazaka she was seeing before she started the Shiva Nikim. And now, in order to be mitzi her from that chezkas raya dam, you need a chazaka the 3 days straight that we know she didn't see dam. If she sees dam, enoch hanami. It's not vade, it's from the makar, but it's not vade that she was, that she's a mayan sosim either. And therefore, according to Ramah, we're chayshish. If there's a vade, there are cases though where you could still be tell in the first 3 days, if she's a vadei makar, that's vadei mitzi dam, or if it's less than a gris, being tailored a machoilis, even according to those old, it's clear that you can be tailored even in the first 3 days. So therefore, you should always ask a rav. And I think that's basically it for Ksamim. I mentioned Kinua. So, okay, I think that's basically it.